All right, so you know, just talking about those vehicle miles traveled, the VMT tax. It's a certainty. It's a certainty. Gun control of some sort. It's a certainty. Reducing the amount of meat you can eat. It's a certainty. I believe that these are things that are going to happen to us in the next few years. I had said 50 years once. I'm not sure a lot of things survive that long. Maybe I'm just being a pessimist this day. Maybe I need some optimism from my good friend Steve Doolin, a professor, licensed attorney, all-around good guy. Doolin, welcome back to the conversation. Doolin, did you leave me? I don't hear him. What's going on? Have I lost my mind? Okay, then. Mr. Producer, where's Doolin?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Hey, there's Doolin. Just took him a minute.
Hey.
How are you? I'm not sure what's going on.
No, I was talking the whole time. There was some kind of gremlin.
No, people accuse me of that, too.
I was just commenting on how it would be a surprise to many people that I've somehow been forced into the role of optimist in this relationship.
That is funny. I'll give you that. Steve Dolan, the optimist. All right. So, you know, everything I hear about, you know, so they've got this VMT idea, and I've talked about this one for a long time. They can put a little computer, a little block, like, you know, the little charging block you use for your phone or whatever, something about that size, and go under your hood. And every month or 6 months or whatever the time period is, you have to go in and they'll look at it. Oh, you've traveled 8,000 miles. You owe us X, right? Here's your bill for your driving. Get rid of the gas tax. Here's your bill for using the roads, right? Whether it's an electric vehicle, whatever. The Green New Deal, tracking your movements. Remember how they said they weren't following Americans and collecting data on Americans? And, of course, they were. John Brennan and all the rest lied about all that. Everything you hear about Doolin, they've been doing for years. They finally just get to the point where they're going to get caught, so they kind of sneak it and leak it out there. Or am I just a pessimist?
Well, there is the tendency, you know, you and Orwell are definitely onto something, that there's a tendency in the nature of many humans to sort of control other humans. And when the more powerful the government becomes, when government is given power, anybody who gets into that role wants to, they see it as a good thing because they've got a mission, they've got a goal to accomplish. And if their goal is collecting revenue, then technology that can help them collect that revenue is a good thing. And if they're trying to save the planet, then the technology that helps them, quote unquote, save the planet is a good thing. So they don't.
Right.
They see it as optimism, is the way they look at it. Each thing that you're pointing out, they see as a positive. And yeah, you just need to get on board.
Well, here's what I'd like you to weigh in and get on board with. California has a reparations task force. It's recommending that descendants of slaves, however you prove that, in the state of California, should each get $223,200. By the way, that's $570 billion for housing discrimination between 1933 and 1977. How that period of time is so significant, have no idea. $570 billion, by the way, is more than the entire state budget in 2021. So California, which is flat broke, wants to spend $570 billion. What happens to the 400,000 Americans that died during the Civil War to end slavery? What happens to, you know, all the other folks that were discriminated against, the Irish, the Chinese? Do they just get the, I mean, does any of this make any sense?
Well, it only makes sense if you look at it from one particular angle. And if you start turning the map around and look at it from any other angle, it breaks down fast. The logic collapses pretty quickly when you ask the questions like the ones that you just asked. What about these other things? And, you know, there's this sort of joke, you know, people say, oh, that's whataboutism. But if you're looking for justice and fairness and equality, which we all should be, you realize that reparations is a rabbit hole. And if you follow that logic to its logical conclusion, almost everybody owes almost everyone else something.
Somehow, right. Clearly, you owe me. I mean, there is no question. You owe me. So that I agree with. Get out your checkbook.
If we're going to be punished for the sins of the fathers, you know, there's a great clip you can find online, actually, about there were about 2,000 British sailors who lost their lives enforcing the end of worldwide slave trade, because Great Britain controlled the seas, and they ended the slave trade prior to most other countries. And about 2,000 British sailors have descendants currently alive. And maybe they should get reparations for sacrificing their lives to end the worldwide slave trade from Africa.
Right.
And then again, there's other slavery that still exists today. If you have an iPhone, you may owe reparations to some poor family in China.
Yeah. I'm just, I think that everybody owes everybody. See, that's why it's absurd. I mean, you can't go back and correct something that, first of all, America didn't create slavery. America ended it. And in fact, the Constitution provided for it to end in 1808, right? Didn't happen, but provided for slavery to end in 1808, right there in the Constitution. I learned that recently, right?
That was the plan, right? Exactly right.
But we inherited it. And then we got rid of it fourscore and 7 years. You know, and our founding fathers brought forth this nation, a new kind of dedicated to liberty and so forth. And we ended it. And now 100 and however many years later, we want, this is just crazy talk. Anyhow, you got about 15 seconds.
All right, I want to argue with you. We didn't end it. We weren't alive. It was ended prior to our birth, and I think that's an important point.
Yeah, you can't charge me for the criminal acts of people. Is it 9 generations, 10 generations? I mean, a long time ago. Doolin?
And we can't take credit for the ending of it either, because we weren't there for that either. That's all I'm saying.
Well, people take credit for stuff they're not supposed to every day, I've noticed. Anyhow, God bless you, Doolin.
I'll argue with you more next week, Gruber.
All right, no problem. Back after this.